You're listening to Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix from tailoredpodcast.com. Marketing, media, and web information sure to hit the mark. Grab a drink, settle down, and get the news from an expert who's been there, done that, and wears a t-shirt. Here's your host, Brendan Sinclair.
Hello, 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 and welcome to show number 30 of Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix. Today we're talking about how to make the perfect pitch. It is Tuesday the 2nd of May, and I'm joined, as always, by my sidekick, Tina Goodman. Hello, Tina.
Hi, Brendan. How are you going?
I'm fine, thank you. Happy birthday for Sunday. How was your day?
Thank you very much. I had a great day.
You don't look any older.
I don't feel any older either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be saying that after your birthday too, don't worry.
That's the big 40. How scary is that? Today we're going to talk about how to make a perfect pitch, because we've given a few pitches over the last week or so. We've had a pretty good week in terms of making a few sales. And they're very different pitches based on the client's needs. So what we'll do is we'll talk through the process of how to develop a pitch, how to set it up, and how to implement it, and then how to follow up a pitch.
When you say pitch, what do you mean by pitch?
What I mean by that is making an offer to the customer, whether it's for us, it's sitting in the boardroom around a table and talking through how we can develop a website for them and the best way to do it and what value we'll provide. For a salesman selling a car, for instance, it'll be their interaction with the customer and how they structure their offer. Always like how when you go to buy a car, the salesperson says, yes, I'll go and run those figures by my boss in my office.
Yeah, as if they're really going to see the boss.
That's always a good one. So we'll talk through a pitch and we'll use one from this week as an example. Now, very importantly, the main thing you need to do is you need to identify what influences the decision-making process of your prospect. You have to figure out what's going to make him buy. You've got to figure out which buttons to push, because there's no use presenting a pitch and focusing on the wrong things. If the person's interested in the numbers and the value and all the rest, it's not going to be any sense presenting a pitch and saying your customers will feel good looking at your site and it will help your branding. You have to quantify for the client who's interested in the numbers. So we'll use a pitch from this week as an example. And firstly, we identified that our customer or our prospect was interested in numbers. And we knew that for a whole range of reasons. Number one, that's what he found the most interesting in my discussions with him. And I very quickly identified that.
So you're tailoring the pitch to suit what they're interested in then?
Yeah, absolutely, because then you'll elicit the response that you want. It's no good giving them the wrong information to the wrong person. Some people are very numbers orientated. Some love looking at pictures. Some like the emotional aspect of whatever you're talking about. So you've got to identify what is the major choice influence for your client.
And were the numbers the first thing that you started talking about?
Yes, the numbers were. We looked at what the website had done previously and showed the client how much potential was there with a well-developed website, particularly with high search engine rankings, because then we could quantify what we were going to do. And it makes it so much easier for our job, because if we can say, look, we'll meet those expectations and the client will be happy and you'll have a really well-functioning website.
And what was the result of you talking about the numbers first? Did the client respond well?
Yeah, it did the desired job, because it demonstrated what value was there for the client, and it was certainly what he was interested in. Once we'd identified how the numbers were usable in his business, then we moved forward and provided a demonstration of how we could facilitate an improved website performance based on his previous numbers. And we talked through with the client, and it's a very consultative process. You don't want to just get in there and say, this is what we're going to do, A, B, and C. You get in there and say, okay, to meet your needs, these are the possible strategies we could implement. What do you think of these? Talk through the various strategies and say, okay, our recommendation would be A and B because of these reasons. What do you think of that? Is that consistent with your branding? Is that consistent with your business philosophy? Is that consistent with your overall business strategy?
Yep.
And that's And that's the ideal way to do it, because you want it to be a two-way street rather than just coming in telling people, because every business is different, so it's important to get that two-way communication happening.
And would you suggest being very formal with your pitch or more relaxed?
The one yesterday was pretty relaxed. The one I've got in my mind was very relaxed. We've got a relationship with these clients before, and what we've done has worked very well. Actually, we've started work on their website a few months ago now, 5 months ago, I think, and their website sales have doubled. So we're in a pretty strong position to get in there and say, do this, this, and this, or discuss that. And they'll go, yep, they're very receptive to us because what we've done previously has worked. We've demonstrated why it's worked. And we've demonstrated through the use of the numbers how we can improve the client's website. So there's two things that we've done so far. Number one, we've identified what the major choice influences are for that client, and then we've detailed the pitch and presented the pitch taking that into account. So we're both on the same wavelength, we've hit the right buttons with the client, and we've moved on from there. Next, what we did in the process was that we demonstrated some of the technology that we would use in some of the marketing processes, and we showed them the basics of some of the information that we would be providing. For example, we talked about search engine optimization. We took them through what we call our search engine optimization Bible and showed them hundreds of directories we list with, article distribution websites, how we manage pay-per-click advertising, how we identify what the appropriate keywords are. We show the client that and they can see and they acknowledge that, hey, this is a lot of work, and they understand the value, and we certainly push the value side of things.
Yep. And how do you distinguish yourself from other web development firms in your pitch?
Oh, that's a good question. We didn't even set that one up earlier. Because the client said, because Tina was in the room with me, the client said when you weren't in the room later, he said, it's so hard to find good web developers because it's such a competitive industry. And it is. There's hundreds of web developers out there. And the struggle for us is always that, you know, some person will give a website quote for $500 to design or develop a website, and they're making $5 an hour, and that's just crazy. I mean, our minimum fee is going to be $50-$60 an hour because that's what our expenses are, because we've got offices, we've got equipment, all of that thing. The client's got to understand that we've got to make a profit, and all of our clients understand that, because if we don't charge a good amount and make a good profit, then we're not going to be in business, not going to be able to provide them with ongoing value. Anyway, that's moving away from the pitch a bit, isn't it? So, the pitch, we've identified the key issues, we've attacked the pitch with those key influences, and we've demonstrated the value that we provide. Now, the most important part of the pitch is obviously the finish, and this is what the vast majority of people don't do at the end of the pitch, is they don't ask for the business. Now, you've always got to ask for the business, because all they can say is yes or no. It's pretty easy, and you're left in absolutely no doubt. Don't leave your pitch and say, okay, you got all the information, have a look at it, let me know if you've got any questions. That's the worst possible thing you can do. You've demonstrated your expertise, you've demonstrated the value, you've got the hot prospect in front of you, they trust you, they believe you, all of those things. So it's time to make a decision. So don't be shy. Ask for the business. And we basically do that. We say, okay, we've demonstrated how we can improve your website. We've done it before. Here's testimonials, here's previous reports. Do you want us to do this work that we've just talked about here? And the client can say yes or no. But don't just give it the old, go away, have a think about it and get back to us, because that's not good. Now, having said that, the one yesterday, we didn't even ask for the business. The client said, yep, that looks all looks great, let's get into it. And that was the extent of it. And I came in this morning at 8:30 and the client's already paid the money. So that's
nice when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's the sort of client you want. You don't want the client not paying for a month's time, because it's all about cash flow business. You just got to get that cash flow happening. So that brings us to the end of the show number 30, 2nd of May, how to make the perfect pitch. Identify what the major choice influences are, then start your pitch with that. Demonstrate the value of the offer you're providing, and then ask for the business. That's the perfect pitch. Well, I guess the perfect pitch is when the person says, yes, I'll do that. So thanks for listening. Hope you tune in for the next show. Bye from me.
Thanks for listening. Bye from me too. Speak to you soon.
Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix is brought to you by TaylorPodcast.com, where you get expert advice on all things business.